everybody come a fuss. So we're gonna cook up a tasty treat, filled with flavor, smells divine, gonna knock you off of your feet. Yeah, food, glorious food.
Everybody, thanks for staying tuned. Once again, a very, very wonderful celebration, a full hour dedicated to our lovely lady, Julia Childs, in celebration of her life, compliments of the Farmers Market here in Santa Barbara, a place that she loved to shop just about every Saturday, every chance she got. Standing here with me is one of the organizers of this event, organizers of the Farmers Market, our executive director, and looking very charming today and beautiful, as usual, Laurence. Thanks so much. There's so much going on today.
Oh, Andy, this is so moving. I mean, I'm truly touched. We have the Inner Light Community Gospel Choir singing here, and we have this amazing turnout of local chefs, all these great chefs who shop at the farmers market and who loved Julia and who are here to honor her. And it's just the most beautiful event.
Now, in the newspaper, it said that you came to America as a 24-year-old French woman who had really never used a cookbook because you grew up learning to cook by watching your mom. And isn't that something that Julia never really used a cookbook? She used her spirit, her heart, and as the tears come out, it's just so wonderful. Isn't it a dedication to her?
Oh, it's so great. I mean, I'm speechless. Yeah.
She would love this, wouldn't she?
I think she would love it. I think she's here. She's here with us today.
Now, there's a list of chefs that just go on and on and on from all our favorite restaurants in Santa Barbara. Could you say, mention a few of them?
Well, first, Richard Sanford of Sanford Winery brought these beautiful grapevines that are decorating our tables. And then food from Baccara Bistro, Michael Shaheen, from John Downey of Downey's, from Josh Brown of Bouchon, from Michael Hutchins, there's a chef in my kitchen, Edie Robertson of Sojourner, Alex Castillo of the Wine Cask, La Super Rica is here, Isabelle Alexandre of Citronelle dropped off some food, Mark Kropchinski of El Encanto brought food, Budi Casali of the Ballard Inn brought food, Restaurant Mimosa, Pascucci with Laura Knight, Dietmar Arbacher from D'Angelo's, Zev and Lori Zark of Our Daily Bread, James Sly of Lucky's, Roy Gandy of Roy's, Neil from Blue Agave, Remy Levant, Zucker's, Randy Bublitz, who's the head of the City College Hotel and Restaurant Program. Madame Lou is bringing food, you know. Harry and Sandra Reese, Mick of Turkey Press, made this beautiful book for people to sign and write their thoughts about Julia.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's just this incredible outpouring of community. And, you know, this is what I love about the farmers market. It's a community. And Santa Barbara is a community where we honor and respect and love and treasure each other and celebrate each other. And that's what makes life so beautiful.
And that's so true. And all the vendors here and all the people are donating their time, giving to this great, great celebration of Julia Child's life, one of our great, great ladies here in Santa Barbara. Now, I know you have a lot to do. We don't want to hold you up too much, but we have.
I wanted to acknowledge Mission Linen, who donated all the tablecloths, the beautiful tablecloths for the event today. So thank you also to Mission Linen.
Thanks so much, Laurent. So we're going to have you get back because I know you're going to set up that food table. And I see all the chefs bringing their wares in. And we have a wonderful chef here, Alex Costello from the Wine Cask. Thanks, Laurent. And he's going to talk to us at the Cooking Cabaret Show. Alex, nice to see you. Good to see you, Chef. Thanks for being here. Now, today, of course, is a celebration of the life of Julia Childs, a celebration of what good food and good heart, warming things are all about. And, of course, our community in Santa Barbara is just so wonderful because everybody just gathers around and supports each other as a community should. Now, let's tell a little bit about your background, Alex, and how you got to Santa Barbara.
Okay, I was born and raised in Mexico City. My grandpa, he was a cook. And all my uncles from my mom's side, they're chefs. They own restaurants in Canada, they're in Japan. Just I came to study the English as a second language and just to take the hotel and restaurant management. I met my wife, Italian, so I moved to Italy.
Oh, you're speaking my language now.
Parla tutto, capito molto. Yeah, so I'm falling off to my wife. We got two kids. I started working for Piatti. I was the executive chef for Piatti for 9 years. Then I moved to Winecast 5 years ago. So it seems to me like time is flies by with when you don't realize. It's just been a lot of fun cooking.
Do you have children too?
I had 2 boys, 10 and 12, Alessandro and Andres.
Oh, did they help? Did they like the chef?
Yeah, they do. I think they're going to go in the blood.
I think so too. Well, my daughter graduated from the Culinary Institute in 1978, so it runs in the family. That, you know, it's hard to
pick them out. The more you try to push them away, the more they're into it.
So today, as a celebration, a lot of the chefs, and Laurence, our executive director, just read the list of all the great restaurants and the chefs that have supported and contributed today. What did you bring, one of your favorite things today for people to taste?
Well, it wasn't one of my favorite. I was one of Julia Child's favorite appetizer that I used to make for her. And it's a foie gras French toast with satay white shrimp on top of it with a little maple syrup.
Wow.
One of those kind of dishes that she used to love, and we're doing, and also in the month of September we are running a Julia Child 6-course tasting menu, her favorite dishes, and we're starting with pans here, Hudson Valley foie gras and a bit of a raspberry risotto. Second course, we're going to serve a lobster, Maine lobster tamale with a little fruit relish and a tomatillo sauce. Third course, we're doing a Lue de Mer, pans here Lue de Mer skin on with a little and a bit of lentils. Fourth course, we're serving the Hudson Valley duck breast. We're serving with the orange sauce that you used to love, the French orange citrus sauces. Of course, soft blue cheese and sanagur. And from dessert, we're doing a chocolate souffle.
Now, this is going to be in honor of Julia Childs. What are the dates and what's the phone number?
The dates is going to be the whole month of September. And it's going to be 10% or 15% of the proceeds. They're going to go for a Julia Child Foundation.
Fantastic.
Beer Foundation. So some of the proceeds is going to be run the whole month of September. You're welcome to come any day.
What's the phone number?
966-9463, Winecast.
966-9463. Thank you so much, Alex Castillo, the Winecast, 813 Anacapa Street. Thank you so much. Right now we have another great chef in town, Chef Derek Melton, Restaurant Mimosa. Come on over, Chef. Good to see you. Thanks so much for participating in this Cooking Cabaret celebration of Julia Child's life. What are some of the things that you remember about Julia, real quick, and then we got 3 minutes.
I remember that she was always accepting of everyone in the industry. She was always encouraging for us young chefs. And always had a kind word for everyone around her.
Here's another one of the most important things, too. And if you've just tuned in, you listen to the background, that's the gospel, Inner Gospel of Light singing great songs to a celebration of Julia. Now, today, a lot of the chefs from many of the restaurants brought their favorite dishes. What did you bring for people to taste today?
We brought some very tasty eclairs from our pastry chef, Chris.
Ooh, look out. Hurt me, hurt me. tell us about the weight of it and everything. How much? No, I'm just kidding. You know, I'm a dessert freak, too. So tell us a little bit about what Mimosa's specialty is, what you do over there at your restaurant.
We're considered casual French cuisine. It's kind of country French. We definitely use fresh ingredients, local ingredients where we can, and we do a nice cover.
What do you recommend people to try in terms of when they get there and sit down and look at the menu that you're really, really stoked about?
Yeah, we definitely have an excellent lamb rack on the menu. We always have good fresh fish in the house, and everything's wonderful.
Where are you located? What is the phone number if people can get in touch with you?
We're on the corner of De La Vina and Alamar. The address is 2700 De La Vina, and our telephone number is 682-2272.
And you're open how many days a week?
We're open 7 nights a week for dinner, 5:30 to 9 o'clock, and then we do lunch Monday through Friday, 11:30 to 2 o'clock.
You do lunch Monday through Friday. Is that a new thing, or is that just...
We've always done lunch.
Always done lunch. See, Baron and I have to get over there with our late lunch bunch and be treated to your wonderful cuisine. What's one thing you'd like to go out saying about the celebration today and your feeling that you're getting here?
It's just a pleasure to take part in this in honor of Julia Child. She's been special to all of us over the years. And she's definitely been a big part in the decisions I've made in my career. And we're just happy to take part.
Thank you so much, Chef Derek Melton from the Restaurant Mimosa. Thank you. We'll be seeing you and tasting your wares in just a little bit, too. So when you're listening to it, we're going to go out with Mama Pat's choir in the back here. And the gospel, Inner Gospel Choir Light, the Cooking Cabaret Show with yours truly, Andy LaRusso. We're having a great time here with the Baron and Valerie and all our gang here from KZBN. We're going to give you a little listen now. Here you go.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah, baby. All you Cooking Cabaret listeners, sing along. Here we go. You just joined us. We're down here at the Farmer's Market. This is yours truly, the singing chef, Andy LaRusso. Cooking Cabaret listeners, what a treat this is. A whole hour of Julia Child's celebration live at the Farmer's Market here. Don't go away, because we're going to come right back with some more Inner Gospel Light, Community Gospel Choir, some more chefs. We're feeding the food. We're giving a great time here. And boy, I'll tell you what, we're really rocking and rolling. The Santa Barbara's Farmer's Market is the place to be. Yeah, we're going to come right back, so don't go away.
In Napoli, where love is king, where boy meets girl, here's what they sing. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella.